Welcome to 3MP's radio show.
We've been working very hard on our learning this term so far.
Today we want to share our new learning with you.
We have yachts to talk about, so yes, get started.
Ready, steady, go!
In maths lessons, we have just finished our money unit.
We have been learning how to create different amounts of money.
For example, I can make a £2.25 with a £2 coin and a 20p coin and a 5p coin.
But I would make it with two £1 coins, two 10p coins and a 5p coin.
We then use the expanded column method to add and subtract different amounts of money.
When we subtract amounts of money, we can figure out what change we would get.
We learned lots of new facts to help us along the way. Did you know that there was 100p in a pound?
Meaning that I have £2.15 when I have 215p.
And that when we write in the pounds, we do not have to add the p on the end because the decimal point separates the pound and the pence.
Now we are all experts at money and will be out in the shops buying all of our favourite treats with the correct change.
In English, we have been practising our skills to be able to perform poems.
We have practised changing our volume.
I could speak in a loud voice.
Or I could speak in a quiet voice.
We have also been practising varying our pace.
We could talk fast.
Or speak slowly.
We have been working on our expressions, adding actions and becoming the character.
How about we hear some of our performances?
A stranger called this morning, dressed all black and grey, put every sound into a bag and carried them away. The whistling of the kettle, the turning of the lock, the purring of the kitten, the ticking of the clock.
The popping of the toaster, the crunching of the flakes, and when you spread the marmalade, the scraping sound it makes.
The hissing of the frying pan, the ticking of the grill, the bubbling of the bathtub as it starts to fill.
A stranger called this morning, he didn't leave his name. Don't only silence, life will never be the same.
Don't go near the ghost house. Don't go near the ghost house, or you will hear the flutter of the bats.
Flitter, flutter,
flitter, flutter, the scratching of the rats.
Scritch, scratch,
scritch, scratch. Don't go near the ghost house. Don't go near the ghost house, or you will hear the clank of the chains, clank, 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 the cry of pain.
Ah!
Don't go near the ghost house. Don't go near the ghost house, or you will hear the rattle of the bones.
Rattle, rattle.
Rattle, rattle, the moaning of the moans. Moan, moan, moan. The groaning of the groans. Groan, groan, groan. Don't go near the ghost house. Don't you dare. The ghost house is a ghost house, 'cause the ghost house isn't there.
What fantastic poems! We have loved our math and English lessons, but we have also been enjoying our topic this term.
The Stone Age!
The Stone Age was over 200 million years ago.
It was split into three different periods.
The Paleolithic Age.
The Mesolithic Age.
And the Neolithic Age.
During the Paleolithic Age, They were known as hunter-gatherers.
That was because they had to hunt animals to eat
and gather foods such as fruit and nuts.
During that time, they would live in caves.
And they would have to move regularly when the food source ran out.
During the Mesolithic age, they still hunted for their food,
but started to build small houses out of mud, animal manure and bones.
It wasn't until the Neolithic age that the humans started to build villages and settle in one place.
This was because they had developed farming and domesticated animals.
Did you know that the Stone Age people were the first to develop farming, government and law?
We have really enjoyed our topic up until now, but we know there's so much more to learn.
Our favourite part of the topic so far has been our Stone Age day.
We all dressed as Stone Age people, even Miss Pollard.
We tackled a Stone Age maths problem,
creating our own way of counting.
Then we made cave paintings.
Did you know cave paintings were found at the back of the cave?
After lunch.
Don't worry, we didn't have to hunt our food.
Ha ha, anyway, we created a glass Stone Age house and made bones out of clay.
Lastly, we took part in a Stone Age hunt. What a busy day.
Our favourite subject this time has been science.
We have loved learning all about rocks and soils.
Did you know there are three main classes of rocks?
Igneous,
metamorphic and sedimentary.
We have used our scientific observation skills to identify rocks and write down what we could see.
One lesson we learned about fossils and how they are created. Firstly, an animal or creature dies and ends up in the sea and gets covered in a layer of rock.
Over time, more layers cover it and all that remains of the animal is its skeleton.
Over thousands of years, the mould fossil becomes a cast fossil.
Over a long period of time, the sea starts to recede in certain places.
Weathering takes place and the fossil becomes exposed.
Finally, we planned out an experiment to find out which type of soil would be the most absorbent.
We worked as a class to create a fair test.
Thinking about how much water, soil and time we would need,
we made our predictions
and carried out our experiment.
We found out that Mrs. Courtney's garden soil was the most absorbent.
We have thoroughly enjoyed our science topics so far and look forward to learning all about plants.
Thank you for listening to our class radio show.